Money 101 with Bob McCormick, featuring the Wall Street Journal, the news you need and the information you can use. Now, here's Bob McCormick.
Do you know the condition of your house? Maybe you're thinking about putting it on the market. Maybe you're just thinking about starting a family and you want to know if the house is safe for kids, and you want to know whether or not you are vulnerable to an accident that, well, first of all, number one, is could harm someone or even kill them, and number two, could make you vulnerable to a lawsuit or other kind of legal action, maybe even criminal neglect. Joining us here on Money 101, John Wilhelm of Valley Home Inspection. And good to see you, John.
How you doing, Bob?
You've seen many a violation, and part of what you do is seeing if things are up to code.
Absolutely. Part of doing a home inspection is we're checking for safety issues in the house, and they're very common. I would say every house I inspect has some kind of a safety issue that needs to be corrected, and an unsafe condition that is...
You can find something wrong anywhere. Hey, guys like you. You can find something wrong with a brand new house, right?
We always find something wrong with a brand new house.
Well, let's start about what some of the more dangerous things are that you've seen. And you've seen things that have actually led to fatalities.
Yes, actually a very unfortunate case. I have very close friends. This happened about a year ago, a house in Valencia. I did their home inspection about 15 years ago, and I've been to the house many times, and we kind of talk about and joke that, hey, that handrail in the back patio, you know, when are you guys going to put that in? About a year ago, they had an event at their house, and an elderly person was walking up the stairs and fell backwards and died at the house. Very unfortunate. And the couple called me a couple weeks later and said that they're now going to put their handrail up. Wrong time to think about that.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Okay. Mark Lerner is an attorney. Mark is with Lerner and McDonald. Good to see you, Mark. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, would you be a nervous homeowner if that had happened to you?
Well, when you ignore the advice of the people that you hire to provide you opinions and allow hazardous conditions to be maintained on your property, that would make you nervous.
Okay, well, I'm talking, too, about just the fact that you know that something needs to be done, whether you've been told officially by some inspector or you just say, hey, you know what, I know that this is, but I don't have the money for it now.
Well, human beings often say that they'll get to things, and they'll get to them, and in this case, it sounds like they waited 15 years to finally get to it, and it was obviously a little bit too late.
What is the most common type of vulnerability lawsuit that you think homeowners need to watch out for? Is it a slip and fall, like in this case?
This was more, not even necessarily a slip and fall, it was a lack of a safety item, in this case a handrail. But the most common injuries in home residence cases would be slip and falls, trip and falls, or pool incidents.
I mean, you can't make every house, like he says, John says, 100% safe. There's always going to be an issue. I mean, a possibility. It could rain and somebody can slip on your front stoop and they could still sue you. I mean, you can sue virtually over anything.
That's correct, Bob. But the key thing in any type of slip and fall case or most types of premises liabilities cases is whether the homeowner had notice of the previous condition before the accident occurred.
Okay, John Wilhelm, you actually came to my house and you saw that the railings didn't have enough space between them, and that would be a violation of code today. I mean, it's not necessarily if it's already in existence and someone buys the house knowing it, but you can't build a house that way.
That's right. That was your house. That was code when the house was built, and it was considered safe at the time. New code for rail spacings on a balcony or a stair rail is the spacing needs to be less than 4 inches.
Less than 4 inches, and that's so a baby or kid can't get through.
So a child can't get their head stuck in the rails.
And now, so that's railings inside the house or
outside. Balconies are even more important.
So. Is it a law, if you got a swimming pool, you got to have a fence around it, or is that just depend on
you don't necessarily have to have a fence around the pool. The area that accesses the pool has to have self-closing gates and fences that comply with pool code. You don't have to have it around the pool, but if you have those fences that comply to the yard and from the side gates, then you're protected. And new code also would require alarms at all your exterior doors of the house that access the pool area.
That's alarms that access the pool area.
Right. You will not get the final permit for your pool unless you have the alarms installed on all exterior doors that access the yard.